have in mind, Dottie didn't waste any time giving her opinion.
I think it was very nice.
Bets Hager was opening the laundry club's mail.
No matter what you think, Dottie, our little group has become a much-needed girls' group for me, just like the one Nadine created in the book. There were some people with flaws, but it's fiction.
She ripped open an envelope and pulled out a letter.
What about you, Queenie?
Bets asked another member of our book club, pushing back a strand of her wavy shoulder-length hair and brushing her bangs to the side as she read the letter to herself.
I'm not saying it was the worst book we've read, but I'm certainly not going to continue with the series.
Queenie adjusted the Jazzercise logo headband up over her forehead. Her short blonde hair was sticking straight up like a bunch of matchsticks. She did look great for being in her 60s, but her colorful wardrobe choices could use a little improvement.
There's like 20 books in the series.
Abby Fawn's brows drew down.
Abby, we all liked it, just not as much as you.
I reached over to give her comfort.
Guys?
Bets Hager put her hands in her lap, gripping the letter.
We all better really like it because Nadine White is coming to our book club.
What?
Dottie's face pinched. Abby reached across our circle of chairs and snatched the letter out of Bets's hands.
I always invite the authors we pick to the Laundry Club book club meetings, never figuring one would show up.
Oh my God,
Abby shook with excitement.
She's getting ready to write her next novel over the winter and will be in Normal for Christmas. When she looked up Normal on the internet, she noticed all of my social media posts and hashtags. She decided that she's going to check out Happy Trails Campground and rent a camper for the entire winter season to work on her next novel.
Happy Trails? That got my attention right away, since I was the owner of the tourist destination of choice, deep in the Daniel Boone National Park. Long story short, my now dead ex-husband had gone to jail for a Ponzi scheme after swindling millions of dollars from people all over the country, including all the women in the book club. When he went to jail, I had no idea he'd named me the sole owner of a rundown campground in Normal, Kentucky, while everything else was his name only and was seized by the government. Going from the high life in Manhattan to a campground in Normal wasn't my idea of fun or the way I had wanted to spend my life. I'd spent the better part of my teenage years getting out of the Kentucky foster care system after my own family had been killed in a house fire. It had taken me a few months to get the campground up and running, on top of doing many odd jobs around the quaint town of Normal, but I'd made it a success. In doing so, not only did I gain the trust of the citizens that my husband had abused, but I had also brought the tourists back to the sleepy town by offering luxurious camper-style arrangements that were better than any hotel in Daniel Boone National Park. Over the past couple of seasons, Happy Trails Campground had been used for family reunions, honeymoons, and family outings. I was proud of what I had done and its impact on our small town, and Abby Fawn had worked alongside me by doing her fabulous social media marketing in addition to being the town's librarian.
I ain't never gotten no call about a Nadine White.
Dottie Swaggart reached out to get the letter from Abby. She would know. She and I both lived at the campground. She was the manager and took all the reservations.
Can I have that letter to keep?
Abby gushed with delight and took her phone out of her pocket.
Hashtag Nadine White is going to join hashtag the laundry club, hashtag book club, to talk about her hashtag women's fiction, hashtag novel, hashtag cozy romance in Christmas.
Abby!
Bets called out her name when she realized Abby was plastering Nadine White's visit all over social media.
What was that?
I looked around when the lights in the laundromat flickered.
The snow.
Bets waved it off.
We have overhead power lines out back that feed the electric, and the heavy snow will sit on the line, wreaking havoc with the electricity.
She pointed to the television that showed a snowy picture instead of the weather channel we had been watching, because there was a snowstorm headed our way.
The electricity rarely goes out, but the internet...